Every Thursday, we speak to Tony Lenmongo, who's a physiotherapist and clinical director of the Balance Group. Congratulations, you've completed the Two Oceans Ultra, maybe even the half, but you're probably wondering when you should start running again and how to go about it in a way that doesn't damage further your battered bodies. Tony Lenmongo, you must have seen an uptick in business at the...
Absolutely, especially the massage therapist. So that's good that people are at least coming for massage, not necessarily injuries, but something... Morning, Nesta. Something that we have noticed, and I know people sometimes think, geez, Tony, you know, you're like a mama bear, but this idea of when do I start running, especially if you've done the longer distances or you've done the 21 and you're not necessarily conditioned to do it, something I wanted to explain is that you are naturally going to have some inflammation in some of the joints, especially knees, especially hips, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. You want that inflammation because you want the body to recover from the load that you've exerted over the weekend. However, some of us have small little gentle lines in the cartilage or in the meniscus, not giving us any problems, but now there's a bit of swelling sitting on that joint. So you've got bone, then you've got bone lining, then you've got cartilage or meniscus, and then you've got the joint fluid where the inflammation will sometimes sit. Now, if that inflammation's there and there is a small little crack there, a small little line, crack is too strong a word, and you go and exercise on it and you go run on it too fast, too quick, and you've not allowed the body to drain or naturally absorb that inflammation, you're looking at creating what we call these chondral lesions or these meniscus or articular jointy injuries, and you can definitely prevent it just by not running for the next 5 to 7 days.
Are we talking about hobby runners here? Because I know these people, I have friends of mine who immediately after a cycle tour or Cape Epic or Two Oceans, and the next day they're simply at it again. These people you know, who says I'm going to run a marathon every day for a month, are they just superhuman? They're clearly not hobby runners.
No.
But is this a rule or a guide for anyone or the weekend runner?
Yes, exactly. Now, the frustrating answer to that question is it depends. If your body is talking to you in a subtle way that evening, the next morning, you know, you notice, oh, my knee's just a bit stiffer, or my hip's a bit stiffer, it's really advisable to not go and do the same load that you did the day before. I've got some people training for 50 kilometers 5 days in a row. They can wake up the next morning and they don't feel anything. Then you just quickly have to check, is that their mind just telling them, or they're really not feeling anything?
Yeah, is that simply conditioning, or is it?
And exactly, some people can condition themselves to a point where they wake up and their body feels the same as what it did do before that run. And this doesn't apply to that. But if you're waking up and there's a bit of stiffness or a bit of a tightness, or you're sitting and there's an ache in one of your joints, then just give the body 5 to 7 or 7 to 10 days. You can by all means go and do something else. You can go swim, or you can row, or you can do some other exercise, just not necessarily the same exercise that you did that day.
You spoke to us last week that pre-race, you would want to go for a gentle massage with lovely panpipe music and some incense burning somewhere.
Not quite.
Now we bring out the big guns. Now it's the deep tissue.
Yes. So once again, also, I've got a few people that came in, for example, and gentler maybe the first 1 to 3 days, depending on how swollen that joint is, how stiff they are, how sore they are. But normally from about 7 to 10 days onwards, and they want to maybe, because some of these guys are now preparing for Comrades, right? Now you're really going to get in and break some stiffnesses, and it's, you know, they're going to feel like a bus has gone over them for a day or two. But I normally advise that deep work to only be done like day 7, day 10, once you know that the inflammation is settled, if the body's kind of recovering from something.
What's the impact on the load and the pressure and the force at which you hit?
Ground reaction force.
Yes. And whether there's something to mitigate against that, whether it is braces, whether a little knee strap, whether it's an ankle strap, whether it is shoes with extra padding, do those assist or help or aid anyway?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes for some people who have, I'm thinking of this one runner I always drive past on my way to work, and he wears a knee guard, right? And for example, you can see that knee loads quite well with that knee guard. And this is going to be a tricky question to answer, because you'll be able to see in the movement how they're striking with that guard or without. But more often than not, people don't necessarily need the knee guards, Lester. They often have to just think of the speed to which they run. Let's say you go and watch people on the promenade. You can see some people are running and they almost bounce, or walking and they kind of like, it's like a staccato. They're exceeding their body's ability to absorb that ground reaction force, because it's very jarring, it's very hard. If they slow down, they will notice that, oh, that feels a bit smoother. So you can often then improve your ground reaction force just because by playing with your speed.
There's no shame in walking.
Absolutely. I mean, once again, I mean, that's something I learned in China. I mean, the one Chinese professor said to me, Tony, because Guailos are white faces, he said to me, you guys are obsessed, run, run, run. You guys must walk more, you know. And it's honestly true. Walking is designed to help every system in our body, vascular, joints, muscular. So if you're noticing that you're bouncing a bit, or you're reacting to the ground a bit too fast, just walk for a few seconds and then run again. And then you can sometimes do a HIIT style, Lester, where you are actually doing like a speed session for 10 to 20 seconds and then you're walking again. So you're playing with how your body is reacting to that ground. And that's often also. But once again, if you've just done the two oceans, maybe give yourself 7 to 10 days and then start playing with the HIIT styles or the speeds. You'll be happier for it.
Lester, I was told by my physio to drop the knee guard because it's giving me a false sense of security.
Yeah. Oh, once again, that's a very big depends. And I'm sure that person would have been assessed and maybe the case for that person. But sometimes, Lester, depending on what you're dealing with, a guard can provide with, we've got a client at the moment, you know, MS. So you know that there's not much stability around that knee. And that knee guard is providing great relief for him to be able to keep walking and exercising. So it depends.
I wore a knee guard for a while. And what it gave me was the awareness of not overextending on
certain moves.
So I don't think it was more to do with the mechanics of my body. It was simply, I'm not going to jump over the puddle to get.
It's almost
to
a reminder,
because the knee guard was
provides
the reminder.
A reminder. Yes. Yeah, and if you can do that for a few weeks when you know that you're acutely healing, I think that's a good strategy to use. I think you just don't want people to be reliant. Oh, I can't go and do this because I don't have my knee guard. You just, you know, you want to be able to help people also not need it. But some people, they do. So the answer, unfortunately, depends.
What about recovery runs? Runs after strenuous runs. I find a recovery run very slow and easy, or even a hike a few hours after a tough run helps me recover a lot quicker. I find a lack of movement is what causes my stiffness.
Yeah, and I'm not asking people to not move for the next 7 to 10 days. Movement is good, but I wonder if that individual, if we had to ask them, listen, let's just kind of revise. How do you feel post that hike versus post the recovery run? The chances are that body is going to be happier for the hike than it actually was for the recovery run. So,
Tony Lemonga, really appreciate your time as always. Physiotherapist, clinical director of the Balance Group. She's back with us next week.